your request for assistance, 50. What is your present location? Unit 50, go ahead.
Suspect now westbound has entered the shade of the shipworks off April Street. Unit 50 still in pursuit. Over.
All right, Unit 50, I copy. Keep me advised when you are hit.
I hit him. I know I hit him. Where the hell did he go? He'd be bleeding bad.
Lipari Island group off the coast of Italy.
But theirs is a very light lava, sir.
That's exactly what stumped me, because inside there must be something the weight of the heaviest rock in existence.
But, Professor, that would be Icelandic peridotite.
Precisely.
There's a piece chipped off.
By me.
What's the rock inside?
Icelandic peridotite, naturally. When I saw this, I stopped chipping.
But a rock from Iceland?
Mulder. Pop-up here tonight. Are you watching Channel 8?
Across the world.
What's your conclusion?
Science does not jump to conclusions. Science is not a guessing game.
From Shipworks, where a 60-mile high-speed car chase ended early this evening. The suspect eluding capture by leaping into the harbor, but not before reportedly injuring several Ardis police officers. We have Captain Roy Lucerio standing by. Captain, how was the man able to escape, and how seriously injured were the officers involved?
Those details are still unclear. I'll be talking with several of the officers.
We need you, Captain.
I'm sorry, you'll have to excuse me.
Captain Morlisario being pulled away here during an intense manhunt.
We've got a couple pictures. Iris
has been released. Captain Morlisario being pulled away here during an intense...
Mulder, you've been through this tape 100 times. What exactly are you hoping to find?
I don't know.
And all he told you was to watch Channel 8?
Yeah, that's all he said.
Do we even know why the suspect was being chased?
As far as I can tell, he wouldn't pull over for a moving violation.
Well, that ought to put him on the 10 most wanted list.
There's got to be something here. Some detail. Something we're not seeing.
How do you know he's not just yanking your chain, this deep throat character?
Why would he do that?
Well, he has lied to you by his own admission.
I don't think he'd call if there wasn't something here. Something I'm supposed to see. Something he wants me to see.
Then what are you missing?
I don't know if you're aware, but there were 3 different law enforcement agencies out here last night.
Hunting a man on a moving violation?
I know it's not silence of the lambs, but it's what we do.
The man in the photograph doesn't appear to be wearing a badge or a uniform. He's not one of yours?
No, sir. But like I said, it was a zoo.
You said the suspect was shot. Any explanation why the body hasn't been recovered?
Well, as you can see, we got our search ongoing. Divers down there in shifts. We're quite certain it will be found.
It's been almost 18 hours, Captain. Where could the body be?
There are cables and debris all over the bottom. It's a painstaking business. Can I ask what the FBI's interest in this case would be?
The suspect matches the description of a federal fugitive.
Really? How's that? No description of the suspect's been released.
If you don't mind, can we take a look at the car, please?
It's been taken to impound.
The report says that the car was registered to a rental agency in Gaithersburg. They had no idea that the car was even missing. You know, Mulder, I think that we're wasting our time here.
Oh, what the hell I'm supposed to find?
You can't make out the license plate in this photo.
Hey, Scully, look at this.
What?
Look at the car in the photo.
Look at the windshield.
It's not the same car.
It's called a caduceus. It's sort of the adopted symbol of the medical profession.
So probably only a doctor would have that on his car.
I have the picture enhanced, and the plate is different. 3AYF.
Fast forward.
That's all you can make out. The rest is obscured.
Hey, Danny, it's Mulder. I need you to run a Maryland plate for me. All I got is a partial. Registered to a doctor. Or used to be. Yeah, I'll hold. They switched cars on us, Scully, and they lied about it.
Why would they do that?
Maybe the real owner of the car's got something to hide.
Dr. Berube?
Yes?
I'm with the FBI. Can we have a minute of your time?
I'm actually very busy.
I'm sorry. Are you aware that a car registered to you was involved in a high-speed chase in Artis yesterday?
Excuse me?
A silver Sierra, doctor. Do you own a silver Sierra?
Yes. It was used for what?
A crime. Were you aware that it was even missing?
Not until you mentioned it. I have a housekeeper, and she often uses the car. It's a second car. Please! They should not be excited. Nothing should be touched.
I'm sorry, I thought they were friendly.
They're part of an experiment.
What kind of experiment?
Am I under some kind of suspicion?
No.
Then I think I've answered all your questions. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have more work than time.
Thank you.
Did he bite you?
No, but he tried to.
Well, it's almost 5 o'clock. We should check with the doctor's housekeeper about the car while we're out here.
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
I mean, this has reached the point of absurdity, Mulder. We're out here on half a hunch, off of a cryptic phone call, chasing down a clue that's based on nothing but speculation.
Well, that's all we've got.
That's all he's given us. Who is this Deep Throat character? I mean, we don't know anything about him. What his name is, what he does.
He's in a delicate position. He has access to information, and indiscretion could expose him.
You don't know that this isn't just a game with him. He's toying with you, rationing out the facts.
You think he does it because he gets off on it?
No. I think he does it because you do.
Calling it a night, Mr. Mulder?
My mother usually likes me home before the streetlights come on.
Surprised at you.
Why?
Your level of commitment seems to have diminished.
My level of commitment?
I should have expected that you'd be working through the night trying to put the pieces together.
Well, maybe if you'd given me something more to work with.
Under the circumstances, I've given you all I can.
A news report?
And where has it led you?
Not very far.
Maybe further than you realize.
You know, from day one, this has always been on your terms. I've gone along, been the dutiful son. But maybe this time we can just cut out the Obi-Wan Kenobi crap and you can save me the trouble.
I fear you've become too dependent on me.
Let me tell you something. I've got plenty to do without chasing down your vague leads or trying to decode your circular logic. Maybe it's you who's become too dependent on me, on my willingness to play your games.
Mr. Mulder?
What?
Don't give up on this one. Trust me, you've never been closer.
Closer to what?
Who's there?
Working late tonight, Doctor?
What do you want here?
He's alive, isn't he? Has he contacted you?
Please. You're going to have to leave.
If you're from the FBI, I've already answered all your questions.
What questions?
I have nothing to say to them. I have nothing to say to you.
Where's Dr. Sakir?
I don't know what you're talking about. Please. My work is very important. I must get on with my work.
I'm afraid your work is done.
Calling it off. Let's get those guys out of the water.
Yes, sir.
Short RC-1, bring it in.
The sheriff's office is conducting the investigation. On the preliminary reports, it's being listed as a suicide.
Suicide?
Yeah, they think that for whatever reason, he trashed his lab and then killed himself.
How?
Well, it says he tied one end of a roll of medical gauze around his neck and the other end to this gas outlet. Then he jumped.
I don't suppose there were any witnesses.
Nope.
The man we met yesterday kept this place like he was waiting for the people from Good Housekeeping to show up. I would never peg him as someone to do all this. Or if Greg Louganis out the window.
I know, that gauze is troubling.
It's a bit too calculated, huh? Almost as if someone wanted to make doubly sure he'd break his neck before he hit the ground. What else do we know about Dr. Berube?
Terrence Allen Berube, Harvard Med, 1974. He was working on the Human Genome Project. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, the mapping of all human genes. Maybe the most ambitious scientific endeavor in the history of mankind.
Right, but there's nothing extraordinary about that. I mean, there were thousands of scientists working on that project.
Yeah, but only one who owned a Silver Sierra and went bungee jumping with medical gauze wrapped around his neck.
I'm sorry, Mulder. I'm seeing the pieces, but I'm not seeing the connection.
Well, maybe that's just it. Maybe we're not seeing it because it can't be seen. Not in any obvious way. What do you think this is?
I don't know.
Well, can you find out for me?
What are you going to do?
Let's see what else I can find out about Dr. Terrence Allen Berube.
Okay, Mulder. But I'm warning you. If this is monkey pee, you're on your own.
Thank you.
My first impression is it's some kind of bacteria specimen. Can I ask you where you got it?
It was recovered at a crime scene.
We've come a long way from Colonel Mustard in the den with the rope, haven't we?
No, I'm expecting it'll turn out to be nothing.
No. Now, you've definitely got something here. Wow. Look at this.
What are they?
Well, they're the size of bacteria, but no bacteria I've ever seen.
How do you mean?
Well, most bacteria are symmetrical and smooth. These are, I don't know, strange.
You have no way of identifying them?
Well, we could do a freeze fracture. Take a thin slice off and see what's going on inside these babies, if you don't mind waiting.
No, no, I'll wait.
Hi, Danny. Yeah, it's Mulder again. Look, I got a number this time. 555-2804, area code 301. I need an address, a name, if you can get it for me. All right, I'm at same prefix, 1517. All right, thanks, Danny.
Fast.
Jerry, is that you?
Yeah. Who's this?
They shot me, Terry. Oh, God. I've been in the water for 3 days. I'm hurt.
Where are you now?
I'm at a payphone.
I'm gonna pick you up. Where are you?
Terry!
Hello? Hello?
You okay?
Are you there?
Hello?
Hold on. This man's been hurt here. I think he needs medical attention.
What's the street? What's the street?
I'm gonna call an ambulance.
Sir?
Don't hang up.
I got it. Hi, Danny. I'm gonna get
the address.
All right, you ready? Mulder.
I'm just writing it down now. Go ahead.
The number belongs to a company called Zeus Storage. 1616
Pandora
Street.
That's
it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we've got a white male, 40, weak vitals with signs of severe dyspnea and hypotension. He also has what appears to be a green fluid coming from a wound in his right upper quadrant.
I don't know what the hell that is. Is he responding to ventilation?
No, and we're noticing those rope veins at the neck and a hypersonic-sounding chest. He's going real blue on us now.
Okay, you've got a tension pneumothorax. I want you to perform a thoracotomy and release the pressure in his chest.
Okay, I'm going to need a cannula. We're going to do a needle decompression.
Alive, Scully.
Who?
The fugitive, the driver of the Silver Sierra. He called the doctor's house while I was there.
Where is he now?
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm at the Georgetown Microbiology Department. I've got something for you.
Is it smaller than a Silver Sierra?
Much. And it's not silver, it's green.
What is it?
Some kind of bacteria, each containing virus, and it looks as if Berube may have been cloning them.
They also contain something that looks like chloroplasts.
Plant cells, but they've never seen anything like it here.
Any idea what he could have been doing with them?
Well, the only reason why you clone a virus inside a bacteria is in order to inject it into something living. It's called gene therapy, and it's still highly experimental.
Well, maybe that's what he was doing with those monkeys. Can they tell you anything else there?
Yeah, they're just about to run some primary cell cultures and a DNA sequence.
Now, I may be understating the strangeness of this, Mulder. Bacteria like this, it may have existed, but not for millions of years. Not since before our ancestors first crawled out of the sea.
Are you there, Mulder? Mulder?
Yeah. Scully, keep up the good work.
Scully.
Oh, Dr. Carpenter, I fell asleep.
I've done some work. These are the DNA sequences from the bacteria sample you brought in. You seem to know something about molecular biology. You know what you're looking at.
Yeah, I think those are genes.
Right. They're called base pairs. Each pair is made up of something called a nucleotide. Only four nucleotides exist in DNA. Four. And through some miracle of design that we have yet to fathom, every living thing is created out of these four basic building blocks. What you're looking at is a sequence of genes from the bacteria sample. Normally, we'd find no gaps in the sequence. But with these bacteria, we do.
Why is that?
I don't know why, but I tell you, under any other circumstances, my first call would have been to the government.
What exactly did you find?
A fifth and sixth DNA nucleotide. A new base pair. Agent Scully, what you are looking at, it exists nowhere in nature. It would have to be, by definition, extraterrestrial.
Thank you.
Mulder, where on God's earth have you been? I've been trying to call you all night.
I had a situation. I left my phone in the car.
Mulder, that bacteria I had analyzed, they're saying that it doesn't exist in nature. They're saying that it could be extraterrestrial.
Scully.
What?
How soon can you be here? There's something I gotta show you.
Wait a second. Mulder? I just want to say that I was wrong.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
No. If you'd have listened to me, we wouldn't be here right now. I should know by now to trust your instincts.
Why? Nobody else does.
You know, I've always held science as sacred. I've always put my trust in the accepted facts. And what I saw last night, for the first time in my life, I don't know what to believe.
Whatever it is you do believe, Scully, when you walk into that room, nothing sacred will hold. Tanks here, and five bodies suspended in solution. There were computers monitoring them. They were alive, Scully, underwater.
What happened to them?
God only knows.
Most likely they've been destroyed. Scully, we met ever so briefly.
Destroyed by whom?
I don't know.
I don't believe you.
There are limits to my knowledge, Mr. Mulder. Inside the intelligence community, there are so-called black organizations, groups within groups conducting covert activities unknown at the highest levels of power.
There were three men last night. I was chased.
If you were chased, you would have been killed. Those men are trained for that sort of business, and they are trained well.
Were those the same men who killed Dr. Berube?
Presumably.
Why?
Why? Good Lord, you worked so hard and you still don't see it.
Dr. Berube was conducting human experiments with extraterrestrial viruses.
Yes, but that's been going on for years. We've had the tissue since 1947, but not the technology.
Roswell?
Roswell was a smokescreen. We've had a half a dozen better salvage operations. Dr. Berube was killed because his work was too successful. You're standing in the room where the first DNA transplant took, the first human-alien hybrid was created. Six volunteer patients, all terminally ill. And one, Dr. William Sakhar, an old friend of Dr. Berube's, was dying of melanoma cancer. And as a result of the ET gene therapy, all six patients treated in this room began to recover from their illnesses.
Dr. Sakhar was able to live a more or less normal life.
As normal as possible for a man who has developed inhuman strength and the ability to breathe underwater.
That's how he was able to elude capture.
What was he running from?
Dr. Sakhar is never supposed to have survived. Dr. Berube's research was part of a top-secret government project being run out of Los Alamos. All they were interested in was the technology, the science. To have a hybrid living out in the real world? No greater liability. I mean, what if he should need an emergency medical procedure? The man has a blood chemistry that is alien and very likely toxic. That story should hit the press.
It was just easier to kill Dr. Sakhar.
Of course. There's only one problem. He was Dr. Berube's old friend. He was able to warn him.
There's just one thing I don't understand. Why you gave us so little to go on in the beginning? And why are you giving us so much now?
I didn't anticipate the speed and precision of that cleanup operation. That systematically destroying all the evidence. Dr. Berube, the body's here. Without the evidence, you two have no case. Who would believe the story I just told you? You must put together everything that you have found, and you must find Dr. Sakhar before they do. I'll have no further contact with you on this matter.
I
I'm going to get back to Georgetown and get all the lab work.
I'm going to find Dr. Sikare.
Where?
I don't know. I'm going to trust my instincts.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Dr. Ann Carpenter. I've been unable to reach her by phone, and she's not in her office.
She was in a terrible car accident, her whole family. And Dr. Carpenter is, dead.
Protect you. Your cellular phone's been ringing off the hook. I'm a popular guy. Why'd you answer it for me?
I don't like talking on the phone. I have this thing about unsecured lines. When you feel like talking, let me know, though.
He's not home.
Where is he? He's been gone all night.
I wish I knew.
Something's happened to him.
They won't kill him.
How do you know that?
He's become too high profile, and you've got evidence that could expose them.
I don't have any evidence. They took the evidence, and they may have killed in order to get it.
Listen to me. Evidence still exists.
Where?
It might be difficult to obtain, but with your medical background, I might be able to get you inside.
Inside where?
High containment facility, Fort Marlene, Maryland.
What do they have there?
The wellspring, Miss Scully. The original tissue. If they've got Agent Mulder, they might be willing to make a deal. It could save his life.
Dana Scully.
Company or institution?
Federal government.
Project password? Project password?
Purity control.
Log in, please.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Good. They're willing to make the exchange.
You spoke to them?
Yes. I'll take the parcel.
No, sir. I made the exchange.
I made the deal, Scully. They're expecting me.
I don't trust you.
You've got no one else to trust.
I don't know who you are. I know nothing about you.
Oh, for God's sake, don't screw this up. Let me tell you something you should know. In 1987, a group of children from a southern state were given what their parents thought was a routine inoculation. What they were injected with was a clone DNA from the contents of that package you're holding as a test. That's the kind of people you're dealing with.
So why give it back to them?
To save Mulder's life.
At the risk of so many other lives?
It's the tip of the iceberg. You and Mulder are the only ones who can bring it to light. Now give me the parcel. Give me the parcel, Scully.
Mulder. Hello.
Hey, Scully, it's me.
Where are you?
They're shutting us down, Scully.
What?
They called me in tonight.
And they said they're going to reassign us to other sections.
Who told you that?
Skinner. He said word came down from the top of the executive branch.
Mulder.
It's over, Scully.
Well, you have to lodge a protest. They can't.
Yes, they can.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to give up. I can't give up. Not as long as the truth is out there.